is to get to the future.
Don't touch that guy.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to Tears of the Gods, freeform music and cultural commentary, plus audio clips from who knows where on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
The All-American Half-Pound, Pure Beef Patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Be the future, Charles, not them. They no longer matter.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I'm going to give you a little advice. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking. Let things happen. And be the ball. Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
What are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's here at last, the new Dick Tracy two-way wrist radio that keeps you in constant touch with your buddies.
Yeah, yeah. Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel these layers. Hook up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What are you going to do now?
I was going to go upstairs for a minute.
Oh, I meant with your future.
Your life.
Well, that's a little hard to say.
Ben.
Excuse me. Mr. McGuire.
Ben.
Mr. McGuire.
Come with me for a minute. I want to talk to you. Excuse us, Joanne.
Of course.
Excuse
us.
Thank you.
He is
just under.
I look at him and I can't believe it.
I simply just believe it. I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I Exactly how do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics. Think about it. Will you think about it?
Yes, I will.
Enough said. That's a deal.
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Time. Put your hands
together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this.
Yeah.
Man.
This time, we're gonna go back.
Whoa, this DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school. And dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows. I've sat upon the setting sun, but never, 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 never. I never wanted water once, and I never, never, never. I listen to my words, but they fall far below. I let my music take me where my heart wants to go. I've swam upon the devil's lake, but never, 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 never. I'll never make the same mistake. Never, never, never.
These are wonderful things that we've achieved, and there's no limit to where we can go from here.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. Who knows where? And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. This evening, we've got a special episode going out to listener Reed Gustafson and his colleagues at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy's Global Business Administration program, who have been meeting remotely all this academic year. But this weekend, they're having their big on-campus immersion, and Reed's even going to be throwing a house party for him this weekend. Our theme is called Yo Future, and it's based on an idea from Reed about what they're learning in their business program, balancing greed versus doing good, perhaps described as altruism. More broadly, this theme involves thinking about the future and taking steps now, like going to school, studying, learning, scheming to change the world of tomorrow. And in that way, this is also going out to all students, particularly those who'll be graduating soon. I'm a child of the 1960s and the 1970s, and I was a voracious reader, a lot of science fiction. And let me tell you, life today in the 21st century, the second decade of the 21st century, resembles a lot of the science fiction from back then, particularly Philip K. Dick's stories. And you might not know his name, but he was the author who wrote science fiction stories that ultimately came to be Blade Runner the movie and Total Recall and The Minority Report and a whole bunch of others. And he just had some really great insights and just wow. So this, looking at the future, our featured artist, because this being the Tears of the Gods, we always have some kind of a feature for you. We've got the British electronic band Apollo 440, who I love so much. I've named this Tears of the Gods show after one of their songs, which you hear an excerpt in the intro. And also in the intro was a public service message. Gift to future me. Something to think about. And way back at the beginning, we began with a station ID from one of my biggest intellectual idols, Tufts philosophy professor Daniel Dennett, who one of the biggest privileges of my life has been the opportunity to participate in 8-semester-long classes and seminars with him. And it's kind of the pinnacle of my academic learning. Also, in our intro set, thinking about the future, the Dick Tracy two-way wrist radios. Well, we've got them now, and actually, they're not as cool as they seemed back then. Things more in the pocket phone, iPhone format seem to work better. Also, we heard from Cat Stevens, and a kind of contemplative song that always hits me in a certain way, The Wind. And then a little audio clip from The Godfather, which we've got a couple more of those in store for you. And the format of this evening's sound collage is 3 half-hour or so sets coming up. Our audio clips include a bunch from the Planet of the Apes movie, where the future for humans turned out to not be so good. Also, we've got some longer excerpts, two excerpts from Dr. Timothy Leary's The Pursuit of Pleasure coming up in the second set. And he was a Harvard professor, psychology professor, researcher, and he investigated LSD. And he, a visionary prophet or a crackpot and crank. Lots of people feel both ways about him. And I think this Pursuit of Pleasure, rework and sound collage mix. That's what I got for you. You know, we'll let you go and think about what he was. In the next set, we're going to be hearing two songs suggested by Reed. Kind of going in there on the greed side from the Flying Lizards, and then thinking more about the Better for Humanity side, If I Had a Hammer, the Peter, Paul, and Mary version. So yeah, those are especially going out to Reed and his Tufts Fletcher School colleagues. And we'll also be hearing from Kimia Dawson, another sort of emotionally wrenching song from her. And then another song about, let's say work-life balance, as seen in retrospect, by Harry Chapin. Also some Pet Shop Boys going out to Savoir Faire. And episode here, my ambiance, the music that I play while I'm talking, is going to be from the Czech classical composer Antion Dvorak, who was particularly known for employing aspects of the folk music from Monrovia and his native Bohemia, which is something that they weren't doing in classical music at the time there in the 19th century. And backing me up is Dvorak, the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, playing a piece with the Largo section from Classics for Meditation. We're going to start off with, a song that came up when I was thinking this might be a Plastic Sushi, still working out. But it turned out to be a Tears of the Gods. But this is a Chuck Yu contribution, actually something I got from one of his WMBR compilations to Family and Friends. And, this is going to be a pretty rocking show, pretty contemplative show. And I hope you enjoy it. You're on WMFO in Medford.
Thanks, I see. top of the world. 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 Top of the world.
One thing, that is to get to the future.
You led me around on a leash.
That was different. We thought you were inferior.
Now you know better.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. Such a thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Get everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money.
Brothers and sisters, all over this.
Now, there's a couple of questions that I have to ask you. They're a little personal. Have you ever been convicted of a felony or a misdemeanor? That's robbery, rape, car theft, that sort of thing.
Convicted?
Yeah.
No.
Never convicted.
Regardless of expense, think about it seriously.
one thing. That is to get to the future.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. Coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. Since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
All my life I've awaited your coming and dreaded it, like death itself.
Why? I've terrified you from the first, Doctor. I still do. You're afraid of me and you hate me.
Why? Because you're a man. And you're right. I have always known about man. From the evidence, I believe his wisdom must walk hand in hand with his idiocy. His emotions must rule his brain. He must be a warlike creature who gives battle to everything around him. Even himself.
Stop wasting my time. You know what I want. You know what I need. Or maybe you don't. Do I have to come right now and tell you everything? Give me some money. Give me some money. Oh yeah. I'm nobody's fool. I'm
clown. I'm treating you cool. I'm putting you down. But baby, I don't intend to leave empty-handed. Give me some money. Give me some money.
Goofballs are made of, son.
I never wanted to be better than my friends. I just wanted to prove wrong the people in my head. The ones who told me I'd be better off dead. The ones who told me that I would never win. When I delivered newspapers, they said I was too slow. When I was a barista, they said I made lousy foam. When I worked in retail, they said I was a slob. Much too dumb for school and much too lazy for a job. So I rode my bike like lightning. And I made cappuccinos that would make the angels sing. Took two showers a day and I dressed up like a princess. Shook my fist in my own face and said, I'll show you who's the best. I wrote the kinds of papers teachers hang up on their walls. I was employee of the month at seven different shopping malls. And one time playing football, I pulled the tendons in my leg. To prove that I was tough, I hopped on one foot and finished up the game. I thought if I succeeded, I'd be happy and they'd go away. But first thing every morning, I'd still wake up and I'd hear them say, you're fat, ugly, and stupid, you should really be ashamed. No one will ever like you, you're not good at anything. And sometimes I'd rise to the challenge. But other times I'd feel so bad that I could not get out of bed. And on the days I stayed in bed, I sang and sang and sang about how crappy I felt, not realizing how many other people would relate. Saying the things they didn't know how to say. And the people in my head still visit me sometimes. And they bring all of their friends, but I don't mind. I play my guitar like lightning. When I sing, I like it when you sing too loud and clear. Different voices, different tones, all saying, yeah, we're not alone. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here. I got good at feeling bad, and that's why I'm still here.
Subject was booked under section 601, in danger of leading an idle, dissolute, or immoral life.
Yes, but it's for the future, so get used to it.
is a group trying to accomplish one thing. One thing. That is to get to the future.
No chase, no more, no rest.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. Our theme this evening is called Yo Future, and it's going out to loyal listener Reed Gustafson and his colleagues at the Tufts Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy, who are in the Global Business Administration program. They've been meeting remotely this last academic year, and this weekend they're having their big in-person get-together on the Tufts campus. And we are exploring in this theme some of the things that they've been learning about in terms of pursuing making money and leading a responsible life as a human species member. Greed versus caring. And we started off the show. No, excuse me. We started off that set with the Shonen Knife, their version of the Carpenters' song, Top of the World. Kind of a way that you can feel as you think about the future. In some cases, excited about that. And then it was the Flying Lizards. Money, that's what I want. I found that on the compilation. Just Can't Get Enough. New Wave Hits of the 1980s. That certainly exemplifies the greed aspect. And we followed that with Peter, Paul, and Mary, and their version of If I Had a Hammer. And then a song going out to Savoir Fair, who will be coming up at 10 p.m. with lots of great music from the 1980s and songs from the Squid Pod. That was the Pet Shop Boys and Opportunities Let's Make Lots of Money from their perfect album, remix album, Disco. I remember buying that vinyl album, and that at the time there, I'd say about 1986, that was one of the first bands that was really into extensively remixing their own songs. And then it was Harry Chapin and his biggest hit ever, Cats in the Cradle. Kind of looking back on his life and his relationship with his son and work. And we followed that with Spinal Tap and Gimme Some Money. And then it was a very soulful and heartfelt song from Kimia Dawson, The Competition. And we finished things off with our featured artists, Apollo 440, and another song about the future. The Future's What It Used to Be. The title track from that album. Meanwhile, back in me upright now is the Czech composer. This is his Anton Dvorak. This is the first part, his Allegro movement of his Concerto for Cello and Orchestra. And Anton Dvorak is our featured ambience artist this evening. And in the two remaining breaks, we're going to be hearing the other sections of this, the Adagio. And, well, at the end of the show, we're going to finish with the finale. How's about that? You know, tomorrow is going to be a big day for local music in Somerville, because it's Somerville Porch Fest 22. Yeah, it's set to ring out on the front stoops all across the city of Somerville tomorrow, May 14th. And you can stroll through neighborhoods citywide to enjoy the showcase of Somerville's varied and diverse array of musical talent. The festivities are going to start west of Willow Ave from 12 noon until 2 p.m. And then between Willow Ave and Central Street. That action's going to be going from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And then from 4 to 6 p.m., it's going to be east of Central Street and bringing it on home. For more information, you can go to the SomervilleArtsCouncil.org/PorchFest, or it might just be easier to type in Somerville Porch Fest, and it'll be one of the top hits there. This has been a message from the Somerville Arts Council and your music-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Well, it's going to be the next set coming up, and particular highlights of this, in addition to some more bits from Planet of the Apes and Charlton Heston, we're going to be hearing a Kraftwerk song that I remix, their Radioactivity, and this is my Plastic Sushi Atomic remix that has a number of clips from President Harry Truman and President Dwight Eisenhower talking about the atomic bomb. And of course, Harry Truman was the president who made the decision to use that on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And Dwight Eisenhower was the president that followed him. And what I will say about Dwight Eisenhower is, in my opinion, he was the last president to have both the highest levels of integrity and the competence, the ability and experience to lead large bureaucracies effectively. And in my mind, no president that's come after him has had that combination of highest integrity and extreme competence. And gee, it'd be great if we had another one of him. In any case, they're talking about Radioactivity in there. And of course, in the Planet of the Apes movie, the idea was that the astronauts went away and then they found themselves crash-landed on a planet that where apes evolved from men, but it turned out actually not to be it. Instead, they came back to Earth and there was an atomic war, and the humans blew it up and the apes evolved off of that. Also in the mix, some Van Halen, you know, when people want things, sure. And we've got two mixes. Actually, from Timothy Leary, the 1960s psychedelic evangelist and future visionary prophet, and some people think crank, but he's a hero of mine. We've got excerpts from this Pursuit of Pleasure speech. And the first one's just the thing from the BBC, and then the second longer excerpt is something that I'm mixing up with Brian Eno's The Lost Day, which is a favorite of mine. And in this particular case, I am pitch shifting that Brian Eno song up 7 semitones, a musical fifth, and then I'm flipping it backwards. So I'm playing it in reverse as well as pitch shifting it, and Timothy Leary's mixed on top of that. And we'll also be hearing from our featured artist once again. But we're going to start things off here with Big Audio Dynamite that came after The Clash. And this song, well, Big Audio Dynamite was one band that really got me into the sound collage mixing, and this song's really a sound collage too. I hope you like it here on WMFO in Medford.